this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us a good friend, Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. Hi, Karen Lee. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, of course, what's this latest story that you've come up with?
Well, this is the title of this one is called The Disinformation Game, Exposing the Pentagon No Plane Hoax.
All right, fine. So why don't you tell us the story?
Well, I think as everyone is pretty much aware of now, the fact all over talk radio, it's even been on the internet and on the news. There's a story going out that there was no plane that ever crashed into the Pentagon. And this now, as of late, has received a lot of media attention as well. There was a French book that was published trying to say the same thing. But people really need to know, get into the what this is really all about. This actually did start with a French website. And they had a few pictures on this website, and they said, you know, try to find the plane. And really put this whole hoax out there that no plane had ever crashed into the Pentagon. And shortly after that, there was video footage that was released in March from the Pentagon surveillance cameras. And this showed the plane approaching the building and then an explosion. Well, people looked at that footage. They said, though, it looked like it was choppy, that it had been edited or cut, and because they really could not see a huge photograph of a plane, they said that it had been edited, and that came under suspicion. Well, looking at these two things, Dr. Stan, first of all, this footage from the Pentagon surveillance camera, this is not a regular camera, as we would per se, that would flip in 30 frames per second. This is a surveillance system that is usually used in banks and so forth, where it only flips at 2 frames a second. If you've ever watched TV and seen a story about a bank robbery, you'll see the way the characters jump, move, or uneven. Well, this is the type of camera that was used. So either there are one or two things that can be explained. Because there was a problem on that footage that was shown. The incorrect time and date were also on there. Now, that could have been simply the result of the timer being incorrectly set on the cameras, or this film could have been released as part of the disinformation campaign. With this French website, it clearly anybody who really got into the photographs and started looking and comparing, many of these photographs have been cropped, so no records would show at all. And then there was even one photograph that was taken on the opposite side of the building on that website. And they tried to give the impression on that site that if the plane had crashed, it would have had to go through a little window. And anybody who really knows anything about French intelligence, I think French intelligence was behind this as well. But then we have to go to the bigger picture and what happened to the passengers. People that I have talked to that have been promoting this theory, I would ask them, well, all right, if this is so, then what happened to the passengers on American Flight 77? Well, I was told various stories, you know. The most popular one is that somehow those passengers on Flight 77 were shuttled on board United Flight 93. And when 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, they were all killed. Well, Dr. Stan, you and I know we've done the story together on the air about United Flight 93. I did a very detailed investigation on that. And the timeline does not fit. The planes never intersected. So there's absolutely no way that those passengers could have been taken on to Flight 93. The biggest thing that we have to examine in my newsletter, I do have photographs of wreckage. They're not huge. You know, you're not going to see a big picture of a plane because, again, people need to think a little bit. The basic law of physics, you have a airplane that is aluminum, lightweight, crashing into a cement building. Well, you're not going to see huge, big pieces. You're going to have disintegration occur. And also to eyewitness testimony that the way the plane went into the building, the nose hit and then the wings came forward. So it went in, you know, on an angle with the nose hitting first. But the biggest thing that we have to examine on all of this is eyewitness statements. There are many, many eyewitnesses that saw this plane crash into the building.
Well, how many eyewitnesses were you able to track down that actually seen the plane crash in?
I had six witnesses that I was just able to contact through phone interviews, but I would be almost willing to bet this was so known in the Washington area from people that I have talked to. I think if I actually took a trip back to Washington within a few days, I don't think I would have any problem getting the 50 or 100 witnesses. And so I think out here on the West Coast or in the Midwest, you know, it's a little bit different climate right within Washington, D.C. I think I had even mentioned to you, Dr. Stan, that Gary Bauer, who was a presidential candidate, actually witnessed this plane being crashed in to the Pentagon. But I was able to interview a Catholic priest. I'll just go over some of these briefly with you, Dr. Stan. Many of these people that saw the plane crash into the Pentagon were on the freeway. And in many of these cases, the plane came directly over their heads in the car. It sheared down light poles on the way. And again, I have photographs of this as well.
All right, we're going to have to just take a break here. And when we get back, of course, we want to get the full story of this amazing way that I think we're all being manipulated. You can manipulate reality if you can create confusion, why you can get people to believe almost anything. So we're going to be right back here on Radio Liberty. But right now, of course, I just want to mention that we are dependent upon those of you in the audience who believe in what we're doing. And we hope that many of you would consider changing over your long-distance carrier from where you are to Promise Vision. Now, Promise Vision is a long-distance, Christian long-distance carrier, and, of course, it's headed by Reggie White, who gave up literally millions of dollars in endorsements because he wasn't going to compromise his principles. But I know the other people there. And the nice thing about Promise Vision, first of all, everything is just like any other long-distance carrier, only when you call in, you get a real live person. They've been very, very helpful whenever we've called. And, of course, 15% of whatever your bill is will come back to Radio Liberty. You can change over by calling 866-448-5631. That's 886-448-5631. And just tell them you heard about it here on Radio Liberty. That's 866-448-5631. And I think you'll be very happy with Promise Vision for a long-distance carrier. And then let me simply mention that we, of course, carry the Phonicsopoly set. If you have children or grandchildren in a government school, we hope that many of you will, of course, want to get a Phonicsopoly set because with this, it's actually five board games played like Monopoly, and you can teach the children while they're having fun to read phonetically, to spell phonetically, to begin to pronounce words phonetically. It will really change their whole outlook. Again, the number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And it's Phonicsopoly, and I think that you'll be very, very pleased with it.
To
Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-Based Education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Outcome-Based Education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. So why don't you tell the rest of the story? You were going to tell us about this Catholic priest that you'd talked to who had actually seen the plane. Did he pass in front of him over his car or what?
Yes, he was on Route 27 in Washington, D.C. on his way to a funeral at Arlington Cemetery. And he took a wrong turn. He exited onto Washington Boulevard, and I'll quote, he says, "I was in the left-hand lane. I had my windows closed and didn't hear anything until the plane was above my car." He estimated the plane over his car at about 20 feet. He said the plane clipped the top of the light pole just before it got to us, injuring a taxi driver whose taxi was just a few feet from my car. I saw it crash into the building. There was an explosion and a loud noise, and I felt the impact. I remember seeing a fireball coming out of two windows in the Pentagon and a fiery explosion billowing through those two windows. I have a computer programmer who, again, he was in the car, and his quote was, "There was a huge screaming noise. I got out of the car as the plane came over. Everybody was running away in different directions. The plane was tilting its wings up and down like it was trying to balance, and it hit some lamppost on the way." A maintenance worker was cutting the grass. He identified it as a passenger plane, an American Airlines plane. The plane came over his head. He saw it crash. Even an Associated Press reporter saw it crash into the building. And then Steve Ritkus, a tech support man for a computer company back east, he again was on the freeway. He identified it as an American Airlines plane. Many people have tried to say in the course of this hoax, Dr. Stan, and I won't call it a hoax, I'll call it just plain out disinformation, that maybe a plane did crash into the Pentagon, but it was a commuter plane. We have definite eyewitness statements here that identified this as an American Airlines large passenger plane. Also should note that the black boxes were recovered on the 14th of September by rescue workers inside the Pentagon. And again, I have photographs in my newsletter. The one very pointed photograph that shows rescue workers in front of the building, and through the two windows you can actually see the plane wreckage. But you know, that the bigger story on all of this, and you're right, Dr. Stan, that this story is plain disinformation, because it has served no useful purpose. It has actually created wars on the internet, people fighting back and forth. It's spread confusion. And it's just been used to take the light off of any kind of valid topics that we need to be looking into. And this plays right into a government operation called Operation Cable Splice. I did a lengthy investigation of this back in 1996. But basically, Operation Cable Splice is a government program that was put in to actually discounter what they call the disruptors movement, and we can insert patriot movement. But what the whole plan is to actually splinter and to destroy any kind of cohesive force that would hinder a plan for a one world order. And there's a quote right out of Cable Splice that I have put in my newsletter, and I'd like to read this if I could, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
To quote from Cable Splice, infiltration of the disruptors movement by sympathetic agents is an extremely useful tool in combating their efforts. By raising confusion and carefully encouraging splits and controversy within the disruptors movement, such agents will be able to reduce the effectiveness and cohesency of these groups. Individuals who have been groomed to operate outside the usual channels of political activity should be cultivated and placed in positions in which they appear to be in opposition to U.S. government policy. These persons would speak out publicly in opposition to our policies, but would in fact be sympathetic to our long-term objectives. By carefully and selectively providing false or misleading information, and information of a seemingly scandalous or dramatic nature, they would seem to be supporting the agenda of the disruptors movement. But when the information they promulgated was shown to be patently false, it would further damage the credibility of the opposition. And that's exactly what's happened here, because now the mainstream has picked up on the story. There have been stories on the news now about these nuts on the Internet that are conspiracy theorists that are saying that no plane ever crashed into the Pentagon. And what this does, this discredits anybody like you or I or anyone else out there who has legitimate questions about the events of 9/11.
I think that's so true, and we saw this with the black helicopters. You know, anybody who ever talked about black helicopters was immediately a nut. And yet, of course, the black helicopters are real. I know people who see them have seen them. In fact, one of my friends, who is a frequent guest on our program, they sent one over her home yesterday, armed with machine guns sticking out the windows. Of course, only the children were at home, and this plane was hovering 100, 150 feet over the house for 4 or 5 minutes. But, of course, when you talk about that, unless you've actually seen that sort of thing, it couldn't happen in here in America. Of course it will happen here in America. This is being used all across America to intimidate people who speak out on what's really going on. But, of course, until it happens to you, it's sort of like the Jews in Germany, you know, until they knocked on your door, you couldn't believe it could ever happen. And I saw this same thing happen, you know, with the AIDS epidemic. This was one of the most beautiful examples of planned, intentional confusion. I mean, at one time, people were worried about this disease, which was killing people in America. And then along came a doctor, a Duisberg, and Dr. Duisberg said there is no epidemic. There's never been an AIDS epidemic. HIV does not produce any disease at all. And of course, here's a world-renowned retrovirologist, and he's got all sorts of other people mimicking this. And you get to the point where people don't know what to believe. It is intentional and planned confusion. They had people got onto most of the major Christian programs across America to push this frank and blatant lie. But as a result of that, nobody, or almost no one in America, is really concerned about the AIDS epidemic, other than the homosexuals, and people don't understand. This is designed to kill the homosexuals. It's doing a great job of killing homosexuals, IV drug users, and blacks, and it is part of this same identical disinformation program. It is planned confusion, and when people are confused, they can't act effectively. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's go to Roger, who's calling in here from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Roger, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had two ideas that we can do to kill the diverting speculations. And one, I think we should get a hold of Congress, all of us, to demand that they release almost all of these videos. As it is now, they released almost none of the video footage they have of these various air disasters and other things, and they deliberately will not do that, because then that would mean they would have to release those couple of videos that are very important, that it would be the non-diverting avenues.
Well, Roger, they won't release them by planned design.
Yeah, and of course, very, very, very few of these would have anything to do with national security as such. They have to do with the security of the individual politicians and office holders.
Well, no, it has to do with covering up the people
exactly.
who really control our government. So they're not going to do it. I know people have wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars bringing lawsuits, trying to get the pictures of what happened in front of the Mirror building on the day of the bombing there, because, of course, the videos showed John Doe 2 and John Doe 3, at least John Doe 2, and probably John Doe 3 and John Doe 4. But, of course, they say we can't show them because of national security. Well, whose security are they protecting? Is it they don't want the Russians to find out who is on those videos or the Chinese communists? No, they don't want the American people to know. And they have corrupted the courts and the judges down there in Oklahoma. They bought them off, or maybe they have some embarrassing pictures on them. But you can say all you want to, Roger, it's not going to happen. So what's your second question?
Well, the second idea was, I thought possible, I've been trying to gin up the idea for getting at least two or three or four family members or relatives of the victims of each of these disasters to go on some kind of national speaking tour to demand the release of this information. Some of these people are safely retired and have some money under their belts. I just thought there would be some way to organize some kind of national media campaign like that.
Well, I'll tell you what we're talking about here. I think if we had not had this disinformation piece come out, and I wholeheartedly believe that too many people were asking questions about 9/11. That's why they had to throw this no plane theory out to really stir the waters. Because I think up until this point, maybe we would have been able to get some victims' families to do something like that. But I personally, I talked to a family member of a victim that was killed when they were on that Pentagon plane. And this was very sensitive. I did this through a friend,
We're going to have to hold that thought right there, and you can stay on if you want to.
God bless you.
Okay, thanks so much. But right now, of course, I need to let our listeners know that Radio Liberty actually carries Miracle 2 soap products. We think that they're beneficial. We tell you one thing, it's good soap. And we've had some amazing responses from some of the people who've used it. We're not making any guarantees at all. If you'd like to try it, it's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a neutralizer, a gel, and certainly a lotion. And you can get information about it by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Or if you'd just like get the introductory packet, you can get it by calling the same number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we want to suggest that you get some of our four-tape sets. We have an excellent four-tape set on concentration camps. You need to get that. You need to hear it. You need to understand that these are not imaginary. They're real. And then, of course, if you want to see the pictures, you can get the amazing clips, or you can get what we call the concentration camp special, which is videos and tape sets, and it's really a great bargain, a great price. But more than that, you're going to get information you need to have to share with others to help us educate people about what's really going on. Do we have a secret government? Yes, we do, and you can find that out in our secret government four-tape set, or our secret societies four-tape set, or get them all with a secret government special. And, of course, with the specials, we bundle things together, and, of course, you get it at some fairly significantly reduced price. And then we ask you, of course, to give serious consideration to getting my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and either get the book by itself for $12.95 plus shipping, or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes the video, the audio tape, and the book for $29.95, and then we want you to copy the videotape and copy. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not
not think clearly or would respond normally. WACO, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon, Karen Lee Bixman. And Karen Lee, before I forget it, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the Investigative Reporter, or at least get information about it.
Oh, okay, Dr. Stan. It comes out once a year. I don't know if I can say the price or not.
No, yeah, you can say the price on this program.
All right.
I have to know which program you can say the price on. Go ahead.
Okay, it is $36 a year.
All right.
And we have been backdating all our subscriptions to September because I have written so much about the events of 9/11. So people would be getting like, you know, 6 or 7 issues at one time. But if they are interested, they can contact our office at 562-493-8957. That's 562-493-8957.
All right, 562-493-8957, and I'll verify that Karen Lee does a great, great, great job, and I always look forward to getting the newsletter when it comes. Now, you know, of course, you were beginning to tell us that you had tried to contact the members of the family of someone who died. Was that on the plane that crashed in the Pentagon?
I had talked to the widow, and I have to keep this confidential, but her husband was one of the victims on Flight 77 that crashed into the Pentagon. And, of course, this was a very sensitive interview. I don't think I would have done this, been able to do this. This was like through the friend of a friend that knew this person. she was naturally very upset by this story. You know, that's claimed no plane crashed into the Pentagon. And, you know, in the course of her conversation, it just made me think that if there was any hope at all for family members of the victims to come out and talk about this, this story pretty much crushed that. Because what it has done in the families' minds is kind of solidify the government position. And it has made them very angry to think that people would actually think this, that no plane crashed into the Pentagon.
Well, of course, you know, there's a wonderful book. It's called Mass Control. It was written by Jim Keith shortly before his very untimely and mysterious death. But in that book, he simply quoted from a Dr. Sargent who worked for the CIA and, of course, was also involved with the Tavistock Institute, which is financed by the Rockefeller Foundation over in England, where they plan on mind control, how you can get the people to believe anything you want them to believe, and really the ultimate in propaganda. But he talked about how if you have fear or anger or confusion, you can get people to believe anything. It's at times like this when, of course, you have provoked these emotions in people's minds that you can alter their perspective. And, of course, this is really what happened after September 11th. The American people, so many of them are willing to give up their freedom to have a police state here in America if they think, if they perceive that it's going to protect them from the wicked terrorists. But then nobody ever asked who financed wicked terrorists, who it was that financed the textbooks that were used in Afghan schools starting in 1984 that taught Afghan children to hate infidels, to be willing to die for Allah, learn to mathematics using guns, knives, landmines, and rifles. And, of course, they were the textbooks we provided to them there. Who trained the terrorists? Why our special forces trained the terrorists? Who printed the Korans? Why the CIA printed the Korans? If you doubt what I'm saying, you want the documentation for that, you really need to get my latest newsletter, and we'll be glad to send you a free copy of it if you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Who financed and created this terrorist movement that resulted in the tragic attack? And, of course, remember, 15 of the 19 people who were involved were citizens of Saudi Arabia. So why did we go to war with Afghanistan? Well, that's a question that nobody really wants to ask. Well, right now, of course, we have with us is Karen Lee Bixman. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, because I think this story is so very, very important and shows how they can confuse people's perspective and outlook. And they are experts at that, aren't they, Karen?
Yes, they are. And, you know, the most troubling thing that I have seen through this, again, on the Internet and radio and all the reporting of this piece of disinformation, you know, we have solid testimony from eyewitnesses. And what troubles me is this eyewitness testimony in the reporting of this disinformation has been discarded. This is what we have accused the government of doing. I'm thinking of TWA Flight 800, where we had hundreds of witnesses see the plane explode, and the government then just totally discarded those witness statements or rewrote them. You know, in any event, any investigation, the eyewitness reports are key to the investigation. And I'm afraid sometimes people are very gullible. If you just look at some photographs, you cannot come to a conclusion of what occurred by looking at photographs. Photographs can be doctored and altered. You know, we used to have a word for it back when I wrote with the mainstream called yellow journalism. We see this happen in our media all the time. They have a preconceived notion of what they want to report, and, you know, they spin it that way, ignoring the facts. And that's what we've seen in this disinformation piece. They've ignored the eyewitness testimony. They have not done the job of journalist, and they have just come out with a conclusion.
Well, you know, it's really so interesting, as I went up on the web and I got all those pictures down, and, you know, you look at all those pictures and you finally say, well, you know, where's all the records? And, you know, and see, maybe there's some truth to the story. And then you suddenly begin to realize you can put anything up on the web you want to. I mean, you can create any impression you want to with a picture. I watch television and I see dogs there that can talk. I see dogs that can talk as well as you and I, and cats that can talk. But you see, it's all an image that's been created for us. And the great tragedy is, people, when they go to the Internet and they see those pictures, will believe that they're seeing reality. And the tragedy is, of course, that our minds, our reality is constantly being manipulated, which is why I so often say, reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. Well, we've got Robert calling in from Virginia. Robert, have you seen any of those talking dogs on television?
No, I haven't. I was probably talking to your interviewer here before
right.
We're talking about the dog.
All right, fine. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I must say I don't really watch much regular TV at all unless I'm visiting people.
All right. Well, you're better off not watching it. But the only reason I watch it because I want to see what the other side is doing, what the enemies of freedom are doing with the minds of the average American.
Well, that's excellent. And that's what struck me when your guest mentioned, what did you call it, Ms. Karen, cable splice?
Yes, Operation Cable Splice.
And go ahead.
Well, it made me think. I don't know if you all have heard, but a man named Bo Grice has been affiliated with Patriotic People for years, and there's been this big boogaloo that he was just on CNN yesterday morning saying somebody asked him a question about how could this pipe bomber guy get any of his ideas, and he made a direct correlation to people who believe in black helicopters and who listen to shortwave radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a mind-blower for many of us of how on earth could any patriotic American make a blanket statement like that when we know the black helicopters are obviously for real, and the patriot community thrives on the shortwave radio.
Well, of course, it's about the only way you can get the truth out there. I didn't hear Bo Grice say that. It'd be very... I'll have to call and find out, because the thing is that he was on shortwave radio for so many years.
Well, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'll come right out and say there's someone in the publishing industry that did a in the Patriot community that did an expose a number of years ago on Beau Greitz. And,
all right. Well, I don't want to get put to, but anyway, thank you for your thoughts on that. And what did you have anything else you wanted to say, Robert?
Well, I'll be interested in seeing Karen's next newsletter because revelation on that is amazing. But Dr. Stan, you could probably, they say that CNN's yesterday morning is when he was on, and they imply there's a audio video tape of this statement.
Yes, I saw it.
Did you actually see it, Carolyn?
Yes, I did.
What did he actually say?
Well, he's repeating it almost verbatim. Beau Greitz has come out and more or less inferred that people believe in black helicopters and people that listen to short waves are Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You didn't record that. I would love to see that.
In fact, I think I saw on the internet, you might have your son pull it down, I saw somewhere the text.
The text of it. Okay, fine. If you do come up with that, I would just love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we've been taken advantage of again.
Well, anyway, we have been.
All right, fine. Anything else, Robert?
Amen, Karen, for your work. And I'm going to, are you affiliated with any website at all?
No.
Okay. So, but if you want to get her newsletter, why, you give her a call at 562-493-8957, and Karen Lee has some excellent material, okay?
All right, God bless the both of you.
Right, bye-bye, and thank you. Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for Karen Lee, give us a call at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we're going to be going to Troy here in just a minute as soon as they pass him through. If you press the screen button there, Kyle, why, we'll go ahead and talk to Troy. Okay. Hi, Troy. Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Silverthorne, Colorado.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, it just was a comment because when this happened, my wife's mother lives right there by the Pentagon. She used to work there for quite some time, and always when I visited the place, you know, you have airplanes, you know, going right across and, you know, very loud. Well, that day, you know, she called us and said, you know, you're not going to believe just what, you know, what happened to her, and that what she heard the plane because it was very, very loud. And she went outside and, of course, saw the explosion. She never saw the plane. But that's what kept me, you know, somewhat sane when I saw all the pictures on the Internet going, geez, where's the plane?
Well, you see, they're trying to play games with our mind. If you understand that, everything makes sense.
Well, again, people need to have, and I emphasize this continually, only for the fact that I have training as a journalist. This is my forte, and I'm trained to do this. But the general public, you need to have critical thinking skills. Number one, look at the overall picture in an investigation, okay? You have photographs, but then, again, eyewitnesses
are
very important.
You hang right on there, and Troy, you hang on the line too, but right now I got to tell our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we hope that many of you out there in the listening audience across America will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day and give a voice to so much of really of what's going on. So if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more, you'll get our monthly newsletter, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month, and we give you our permission to copy the tapes, to copy the newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do as we reach out across America, from Colorado to Virginia. There's two callers we've had this evening on the Internet, on shortwave here on the Central Coast of California, and then on our other stations throughout the rest of the day, and on our weekend where we're 15 stations carry our program. We'd love to expand that to 100, but quite frankly, we need your help to do it. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we would like to ask you to tell other people about our programs. Let them listen to the tapes or read that latest newsletter. I think the April newsletter is one of the best ones we've ever done. And we'll be glad to send you a free copy if you just give us a call. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our website at www.radiolibertyfamilyofsupporters.com. radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And you can hear our archive programs there. You can read our newsletters. You can read some of the things I've written in the past about the HIV epidemic. You can read about the grand deception in Dr. Duesberg and my impression of his views on the epidemic, or there is no epidemic and nobody's dying. They're all being killed by the doctors. Call us and call us right now.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there is no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Karen Lee Bixman. Her telephone number is 562-493-8957. That's 562-493-8957. Karen Lee, you were saying something before I so rudely interrupted you. Go ahead.
Right. To look at this from the perspective of an investigative journalist, you cannot just look at a set of pictures and come to a conclusion. You do a complete investigation. Not only do you, when you can, in this case we only had some photographs on the internet, I was able to obtain other photographs of the, which I actually have photographs of the wreckage in my newsletter, but you talk to the eyewitnesses, you talk to pilots, you examine the thermodynamics or aerodynamics. You talk to pilots, people that engineered the plane, general physics, as I said, the basic principle of a lightweight aluminum, basically aluminum airplane crashing into a cement building. You're going to have disintegration of the parts. You have to examine all of these factors and then come to a conclusion. And to just look at a couple pictures on the internet, which may or may not have been altered, you don't know when you're looking at them, there's no way that you can come to a concise conclusion by doing that. And unfortunately, people really don't have the critical thinking skills that they need nowadays.
They sure don't. Well, Troy, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
On that information on Bo Wright's, Alex Jones has that on audio, and he played it last night. Even I recorded that where... You know, it was very clear, you know, what he said.
Okay, and, well, I am so disappointed to hear that, but then maybe I shouldn't have been surprised.
You shouldn't have been surprised.
Okay, well, I got to give you a gold star for that one. Karen Lee's been suggesting for some time that we did have some troubles there. And, of course, when Bo was taking a lot of people out and training them, and all these military, these are just average people who want to go out and learn all these military techniques and fire submachine guns out in the Nevada desert. And I thought to myself, why would he be doing that here in America? Or is he just collecting names of patriots? Is that what it's really all about? Well, be that as it may, we won't speculate on that, but I thank you for letting me know that you actually recorded that. Do you have that available, Troy?
I do. I don't have the best equipment to play it over the air.
All right, fine. Well,
as David Wagner does, but...
All right, fine. Well, does he actually... Oh, you mean that you don't have a good equipment like David does? Well, I'll talk to Alex, because Alex is a good friend. And you know, you begin to learn through the years who you can really trust and who you can't. Anyway, you have to understand, and I'm firmly convinced, that the conservative movement has been thoroughly infiltrated for many years. I know people have been at this game for 25 years, and I've always felt that they were CIA agents. In fact, you know, one of my very close neighbors in where I live is on a list of intelligence officers. Most people have no idea he was an intelligence officer who is still on their list. But anyway, this is a professional man in my community. But this is the sort of thing that goes on. Anything else you want to say, Troy?
Oh, it's just one of that Alex Jones recorded was the audio of President Bush glorifying Ozzy Osbourne as they all were cheering, and how his mother loved all his music, and he claimed all the different music. You know, it was those for people who want to know. I mean, that's definitely eye-opening and of what President Bush is doing.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, thank you so much, Troy, and I appreciate your listening. Hope you're going to get everybody else there in Colorado listening. Bye-bye.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, well, we've got Roger back again from Allentown. And Roger, you have another comment you wanted to make?
Yeah, just called back because incidentally, of course, Dave and Joyce Flynn-Kleiss just happened to be, I think well-intentionedly, one of the prime diverting speculators on that no airplane thing. But they also have both the audio and the video recorded in the morning before their show yesterday. And then Bo Greitz submitted himself to getting beat up for about 2 hours today on Alex Jones. He didn't redeem himself, in my estimation. Of course, with Alex, you can hardly get a word in edgewise, but even still, I don't think he redeemed himself on those comments from the show, and that made
How did he justify making comments like that?
Well, chances are it's going to re-air tonight if Alex is not live. It's quite possible the whole thing will re-air. I don't know, but God bless you all.
All right, thanks so very much. Well, I guess I should spend more time listening to Alex Jones to find out what's going on. You know, he does a great job. But each of us is going to approach this in our own way. And my purpose is to give a voice to people like Karen Lee, who really does so much work, and if we can get her on to all of our programs and get her information out across America. So Karen Lee, of course, as you've approached this and you've tried to explain to people that you've actually talked to six different people who saw the plane, you know, what sort of response have you gotten?
How do you mean? Doug?
Well, I mean, do most people, when you actually point out the facts of what you've actually been able to determine, do most people recognize that this indeed is, I mean, people aren't going to say that they saw the plane. I would far rather take somebody's word for what they saw than look at a picture, because you can do anything with a picture you want
to. You know, people, as a general rule, then, when they have seen my investigation, do realize that they have been duped. There have been others, you know, that have, quite frankly, that have promoted this, were aware of the eyewitness statements and just ignored them and continued to promote this hoax. So you know, the biggest thing that I am trying to get across to people is the biggest skills that they need to hone right now. We must be discerning people because, as you say, the Patriot movement, conservative movement, really, has been filled with a lot of disinformation agents. We cannot believe everything that we're told. We need to have discernment. If it just sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Well, I think I've seen this through the years, where good conservative organizations have popped up, and then the next thing you know, they've either been taken over, or they never were good conservative organizations. They were always put in there to get the people who cared about freedom, you know, all riled up and, of course, just chasing their tails like a rat running around in a circle, but never accomplishing anything.
And it's bothered me greatly when I know that some of these same people that are promoting this have talked to the eyewitnesses, and yet they have ignored that completely. So, you know, that's what we used to call yellow journalism, Dr. Stan. It's when you have a preconceived notion, you ignore all the facts, and you just make it fit into what you want it to be. And so that's why I said, really, this responsibility here is on the individual person. You know, start being a person of discernment.
All right.
Don't just believe everything you hear.
And ladies and gentlemen, freedom is under attack today. There is an organized, coordinated effort with almost limitless funds. And, of course, it centers around the great tax-exempt foundations, the government, many of our major corporations, the people who control our media. but also it centers around the intelligence agencies that have a $38 billion online budget, and probably three or four times that on the off budget items that they get from other government agencies or that they get from drug smuggling. Now, if you are horrified at the thought that the CIA might be involved in drug smuggling, it used to be you can get to COPB CIA website, COPB CIA, that was Michael Rupert, and it'll link to the CIA Inspector General's website where they admitted the CIA had been involved in drug smuggling. And we have a number of books on this. It was certainly Drugging America by Rodney Stitch. We have our four tape set, Is There Really a War on Drugs? And all of this information is available. And of course, we want you to get it. We want you to understand we're dealing with organized evil. Who would want to get young people onto drugs? Why, those who'd want to destroy their souls. And of course, you destroy their bodies, you get them onto drugs. Many of them get HIV disease. And they'll die, of course, without repentance. And this is a great tragedy we face today, because behind the political and ideological and cultural and financial and educational battles that are being waged are the dark spirits of forces that, of course, threaten to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Karen Lee, what are your parting thoughts? Here I get on my soapbox. I should be quiet. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, again, people need to have discernment. They need to be aware that not it is everything as it seems to be. And, I think start praying every day. One of my prayers is, Lord, please don't let me be deceived today, because we are living in very deceptive times.
Well, they certainly are. And, well, I've always felt that Karen Lee was one of the most perceptive people we have out there. And she is really right on the front lines of this battle. And so, again, her telephone number is 562-493-8957. That's 562-493-8957. And if you're not taking her newsletter, you're not helping her do what she's doing, and you can depend on that. When she comes up with the story, she has looked at it from all different angles. It costs a fortune to putting all the telephone calls, and we need to support people who are doing such a good job. God bless you, Karen Lee.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program today, and I hope we get you thinking. We are under attack today. They know how to manipulate the people. They know how, of course, using television to create your reality. So many of these situational comedies that we have, so many even of the very serious programs we have, like ER, one of my favorite ones, but they're using it to popularize lesbianism. And, of course, to accept homosexuality and immorality, you know, is just commonplace. And many of the stars there, who you get to know and to like, and, of course, they're engaged in immoral activities. And so it becomes quite commonplace. And if they're doing it, why shouldn't you? You have to understand that they're playing games with our minds, and they're using television, and they're using our schools, and they're using our media to change our reality. In this spiritual battle between good and evil that's being played out today, you know, remember that bumper sticker? You know, it said, the Lord's coming back soon. And boy, is he mad. We're going to lose America. There's no nation that's ever turned against God that has not eventually been destroyed. Do you care enough to be involved? We hope that you do. So join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. There's never been a nation like America before. And I always remember those words, let it never be forget that once there was a spot that was called Camelot. America really is the Camelot of the hope at one time of the world. Today, the scourge of the world. And it's happened because the good people have not been involved. So until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, pray for America. Please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Thank you.